Episode 602, The Wisdom to Celebrate.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, my week has been absolutely crazy. Yes, all the kids are finally in school. And that's why, you know what? I just think we need a breather. The wisdom to celebrate. We're just going to get real here because I'm kind of tired, actually. Do you just have those weeks? You're exhausted. And it is. It's getting back in the routine and trying to figure out if you're coming or if you're going or, oops, what did I forget? I mean, already I've had my kids send me the text. Mom, I forgot this. Can you bring it? I'm like, really? Good thing I work from home and I can do that. But still, it's just that interruption in the day. And everybody's trying to figure it out. The family's trying to restructure how their season is going to look. It is a brand new season. But with that season brings exhaustion. That exhaustion can actually be, though, a reason to celebrate. Life calls us to celebrate in the good and the bad. The wisdom to celebrate, though, comes from Jesus Christ. I caught myself this week going, oh my gosh, I am running myself ragged. I need to stop and just breathe. Proverbs 15:15 says this, a miserable heart means a miserable life. A cheerful heart fills the day with a song. Don't you want your day to be filled with a song? But sometimes when the weight of the world is on your shoulders, the last thing you think about is a celebration. But in actuality, you need to throw a party. Oh yes, get the fine wine out, the beautiful dishes, get it all out. It's a celebration. Your moments in life are numbered. They come and they go. And when the sun has set, the day is gone. There's no opportunity to go back in time, have a do-over, or even to celebrate. We need to give thanks for what's before us, even the bad, because all things work together for those who love the Lord. God reminded me of this week. He was like, you know what, Christiane? You've got to pay attention to what's in front of you. Sometimes you're always looking left or always looking right. What happened to what's in front of you? I give you a reason to celebrate every single day. You see, God is good and faithful. He wants your life to be filled with joy and abundance. But it's up to you to claim it. Own it for yourself. The wisdom to celebrate comes from living with a joyful heart, being grateful for the opportunities, knowing the best is yet to come. Well, some days I wish I could go back and replay, thinking that something's going to be better. There's nothing like going through your week going, oh, I just cannot wait to put my head on the pillow. And even then, you have a restless sleep. Nothing seems to be laid out perfect. All you want is rest. But that rest and where we find rest is in Jesus Christ. That's where we have to celebrate. The wisdom to celebrate is wrapped in Him. God carries your past, your present, and your future. Let Him handle the unknowns, and you then can dwell in His grace and mercy. Don't try to do it all by yourself. Let Him in on all the details. Sometimes I think we want to control it all. Oh, I know I do. And I try to, between the schedules, the menu planning, what I should and shouldn't eat, where I'm going to actually exercise, how much I'm going to exercise, maybe how long am I going to take a walk in the morning, am I going to run at night or vice versa, am I going to do strength training? Then on top of that, oh my goodness, who's going where? We're going all different directions. And then you throw in there, wait, I've got an earned a living. So then you think about all the business decisions that you have to make. The contacts, taking care and serving the people that you care most about. It becomes overly complicated. Maybe your week has gone that way. Maybe you had days of absolute sunshine and they're like perfect days. And maybe other days were like hurricane winds and you just wish you could hunker down and not even look at it again. But it's in all of this that we need to celebrate. The wisdom to celebrate is given to us. It is a gift. Don't try and do it all by yourself, though. Let Christ in on the details. Talk to him. Share with them. He wants to see your smile. He wants to hear your heart sing. He delights in giving you the gifts in your life. The wisdom to celebrate is in Jesus Christ. Cling to his promises. Your life will sparkle with heavenly greatness. You were created in his image. You carry heavenly greatness already. But our little earthly minds, they're just like pea brains sometimes. I mean, I really kind of think that way that, you know, we don't think big enough. God is magnificent. And he has got a plan for your life. And I don't know where you are in your journey. If you're struggling or maybe you're on the side of celebrating. Whatever side you're on, whether you're turning left or turning right, or maybe you even feel like you're going backwards. The wisdom to celebrate is before you. It's right in front of you. Let Christ carry you today. Allow him to be the sparkle in your life to bring you to heavenly greatness. May your weekend be filled with magnificence, abounding in joy and love. Be present with your family in all that you do, and may God continue to bless you beyond your dreams. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.